Now, a station that's giving you back the power to speak your mind. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.
This is Freedom 106.5 FM, and we are stepping now into our interview with the representatives from the 2024 NGC Bokus Lit Fest. We've got Ms. Shivani Ramlochan, Festival and Program Manager for the Bokus Lit Fest, and also Ms. Marielle Forbes, who's the Youth and Hospitality Manager at the Bokus Lit Fest. Good morning to you, ladies, and welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. Now, the NGC Bokus Lit Fest has had a very esteemed run in Trinidad and Tobago. Can you briefly tell us a little bit about the history and what is the purpose of the NGC Bokus Lit Fest?
Thank you for having us. Of course, we'd be pleased to. So we're now in the 14th year of the festival, and we are delighted to be having 4 full days of festival events with over 150 speakers, both for adults and children. So really, there is something for everyone at the festival.
And this year, is there a particular theme? I know it runs from the 25th to the 28th of April. Is there a theme for this year's edition?
There are several themes happening under the festival umbrella this year. For instance, on the Friday offerings of our festival, they're all themed under the category of speculative fiction, poetry, and nonfiction. So we're actually calling it Fantastic Friday in honor of our carnival traditions. Mm-hmm. And that means that both students and adults will be able to experience and engage with speculative fiction writers, both from Trinidad and Tobago and abroad, including speculative fiction workshops. There's also a major theme in the festival entitled Quarreling with History, based on a seminal essay by Professor Edward Bowe. We'll have personalities who include people other than authors speaking about how Caribbean history has impacted and continues to impact all of us. And as in many and all of our events, there'll be a chance for audience participation. So the audience too can have their say at these panels and discussions.
And the NGC Bokus Lit Fest has become known for its outstanding program of award-winning writers, storytellers, and performers. What's notable this year is the number of internationally acclaimed writers participating in the four-day festival. Please tell us who and what views can we look forward to at the festival?
That's a great question, and we're really delighted by our cast of authors this year. After many years of trying, we're pleased to say we finally have the renowned Haitian-American author, Edwige Danticat, who is in fact the head judge of this year's OCM Bokus Prize for Caribbean Literature. She'll be joining us, and we'll be in conversation with UWE academic and writer herself, Professor Elizabeth Walcott Hackshaw. In addition to her, we're really thrilled to have the 2022 International Booker Prize winner, Indian author Gitanjali Shree, who catapulted to great success after winning that particular prize, and a host of other writers who have been prolific and astounding in their careers who also have Caribbean roots, such as Dion Brand, Kenesia Lubrin, the American critic Christina Sharp, and we're thrilled that they'll all be with us and interacting with our own local writers, because at the NGC Bokus Lit Fest, there's really no standing on ceremony. All these writers can engage with each other and feel that they are part of a wider community.
And I've also noted that your program lists several interesting workshops facilitated by local, regional, and international experts. Can you briefly elaborate on some of these?
Of course. So the workshops are the part of the NGC Bokus Lit Fest, the only part, in addition to one or two other things that carry a very nominal fee of $100. Other than this, most of our festival events are free and open to all. At the workshops, you're getting very concentrated expertise from industry leaders in fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. We have the Trinidadian UK writer Marshall Farrell teaching a workshop on nonfiction writing that's particularly focused on landscape and place. A world-building speculative fiction workshop with Premi Muhammad, a more broadly based genre writing workshop, which is specifically targeted at schools, which will be led by Kevin Jared Hossein, a poetry workshop by Kayo Chingoni, a short fiction workshop by Canadian Jamaican author Zalika Reed Benzo. And I really encourage anyone who's interested in developing their craft as a writer to attend at least one of these sessions. They will be invaluable to your future career.
And what other highlights do you want to share with our listeners today?
Well, my colleague Marielle will shortly speak about the hotly anticipated First Citizens National Poetry Slam. I'm going to leave that to her. But I will say that for those people who think there's nothing in the festival for them, who feel that they're not bookish and insecure about whether or not they can read and write well, there is something for everyone at the festival. We're very proud of our continuing relationship with the Ministry of Tourism, Culture and the Arts, which co-hosts our Old Mass competition. And as I mentioned a little earlier, one of the main themes of this year's festival is quarreling with history. Our Old Mass competition, which has become a true festival staple, sees both Carnival veterans and up-and-comers really responding to that theme and employing all the wits and the wordplay that we've come to associate with our Carnival arts. There is a small registration fee for both individual and group participants for the Old Mass competition, and all those details are available on our website, focuslitfest.com.
And finally, can you give us more information about what days, location, and the costs of attending the festival?
So I really encourage everyone to come check out the NGC Bocas Lit Fest. We'll be at our festival home, the National Library of Port of Spain, from the 25th to the 28th of April. Very, very soon, in fact, less than 2 weeks. And as I've mentioned, almost all, 99% of our festival events are free and open to the public. We really hope to see you there.
All right. Thank you so much for taking the time out to give us those answers, Shivani. And now we're going to step to Miss Marielle, who would be telling us about the First Citizens National Poetry Slam. And can you give us more information on that, Marielle?
Well, good morning again. The
morning.
First Citizens National Poetry Slam is the closing event of the NGC Bocas Lit Fest. So it's one of the most anticipated events. It also is part of our youth portfolio, and we have a number of people of all ages who look forward to it. So we started with our auditions in January. We moved forward with semifinals in March. Mm-hmm. And the final, the Grand Slam, will happen on Sunday, 28th April at Queen's Hall from 6:30 p.m. Doors open at 6. Showtime is at 6:30 p.m.
And what is the significance of the championship happening within the festival season?
Well, the thing is, it is also, like Shivani was saying, there's something for everyone at the festival. And we have from adults or from children all the way up to adults. And this is almost like the signature youth event mm-hmm. that happens at the festival every year. So like I said, you know, people from near and far come for this event, which started at first. I remember the first slam at National Library, mm-hmm. the old fire station building, where Crystal Skeet won. And it really is very heartwarming to see how far the championship has come. And we're really thankful to First Citizens for recognizing the importance of supporting young people and their voices and the art form of spoken word.
And 15 poets will be going up against last year's Grand Slam winner, Kyle Hernandez. How keen is the competition, and what can we look forward to in the finals?
Well, the theme this year is Enter the Dragon's Mouth. So, as you might be accustomed every year to poets bringing us, you know, spitting fire and bringing the heat, I think it might be a bit more intensified this year, as, you know, a lot of them have really embodied the theme itself. And we tied that into spitting fire, hot lyrics, as well into the Bocas Lit Fest, the Bocas Islands, and all of that. So we really did take the poets and everyone who looks at us on our social media through a journey of entering the Bocas, going through, and then, you know, they're entering the Dragon's Mouth this time at Queen's Hall. So you can look forward to a lot of excitement, I would say, to put it lightly.
So if TNT hasn't recognized us yet, the play on the words, because going through the Bocas as you travel from Trinidad Tobago is a rough area, rough waters, and entering the Dragon's Mouth is another kind of area of danger, I guess, or intensity. I think that's what you were going for.
Definitely, yeah. Most definitely, because throughout the championship and over the years, you know, the championship story is known for friendly fire.
Mm-hmm.
The poets, you know, take their jabs at each other, you know, but at the end of it, it's all love. But they really use their cleverness with words to express themselves and, you know, bring hype to the competition as well.
And what does a Grand Slam winner take home? What are the prizes?
Well, it's $80,000 cash in prizes. Mm-hmm. Like I said, courtesy First Citizens. So the champion will receive $50,000 in cash. The second place winner would receive $20,000. And the third place winner would receive $10,000. So, you know, people are really, really, really coming with their absolute A game, mm-hmm, to this championship. And we're really looking forward to it. It's a really great way to close off the NGC Booker's Lit Fest.
And where can viewers get information about the finals, the date, the venue, and the cost to attend?
So you can check out bookerslitfest.com. You can check us out on our Instagram and social media pages. We are National Slam TT on Facebook, Instagram, and X. I'm just getting used to saying X.
I was going to say Twitter, right?
Yeah. Very strange.
Yeah.
And X, you can check out our social media platforms. Tickets are $200, and you can purchase at Paper-Based Bookshop at the Writers' Center, mm-hmm, in Port of Spain. That would be cash only. You can purchase at Extra Foods outlets across Trinidad and Tobago, and you can also purchase via Island e-tickets.
I'll ask this question to Shivani first. For those who are listening to the interview and have decided that they want to prepare for the next Booker's Lit Fest in terms of being an author, how can they join the listing, and what is needed to enter the festival?
That is a great question, and I will say that the terms of entry to be a festival participant are incredibly low, which means we welcome everyone at all stages of their writing career. If you have not written a single word, if you think the best thing you've written was on the back of a receipt, if you have tens and tens of hidden books of poetry in your journals that you've never shared with anyone, there is really a space for everyone. And at the Writers' Center, which is the home of the Booker's Lit Fest, as well as Paper-Based Bookshop and a branch of Full Bloom Coffee over on 14 Alcazar Street, as Marielle said, we love running programs year-round. So don't despair that if you've missed this year's festival, if you're out of the country, that's the end of it. Absolutely not. There'll be programs throughout the year, such as book launches, panel discussions, poetry pop-ups, all of which will be free and open to all, and we really encourage you to check out our year-round activities. As far as attending the 2025 NGC Booker's Lit Fest, just save your enthusiasm, keep reading and supporting our Caribbean authors, particularly those locally and self-published, right here at home in Trinidad and Tobago. I'm sure some of them are listening right now, and we can't wait to see you this year and next year.
And Marielle, for those who would like to enter the National Poetry Slam for next year, the First Citizens National Poetry Slam next year, what do they need to do to prepare? And are there like workshops just like the Booker's Lit Fest to prepare a poet and to, well, sharpen their tools, as to say?
Well, yes, you can prepare. First of all, you can prepare year round. We usually do workshops coming up to the slam and during the championship. So I would say that auditions usually open by January.
Mm-hmm.
Semifinals would be in March, and of course the Grand Slam in April. So if I were to give any potential slammer advice, I would say, you know, you can prepare your poems from as early as this year, so that you're ready, you know, to hit the ground running for auditions, to give yourself the best chance possible of being a slam finalist.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for taking the time to come on to Freedom 106.5 FM to give us the information on the 2024 NGC Booker's Lit Fest. Well, good luck to you all. And I know a lot of work is ahead of you all. So thumbs up and giving you all encouragement. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, TNT, so for those who are willing to get to the 2024 NGC Bocas Lit Fest, it's happening from the 25th to the 28th of April, and you can check out all their social media platforms for more information as to how you get tickets and where the locations will be. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we step back into Human Impact on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Now, a station that's giving you back the power to speak your mind, the all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.